أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this week's episode, Neglecting the Amana. The term amana is mostly understood in a limited sense of having the responsibility of things that one is in charge of. For example, taking care of someone else's things, taking responsibility of your children, keeping a promise, or keeping the private affairs of someone to yourself. However, amana also means the responsibility of the deen, its implementation, and its dawah. And this is what we'll be talking about today. But first, let's look at the main reason behind the decline of the Ummah. We have seen since the demolition of the Khilafah in 1924 that our deen is being ridiculed by the West. The body of the Ummah is divided into pieces, the Muslims are being persecuted and oppressed. In Muslim countries, kufr laws are implemented. This is all because we have lost our shield, the Khilafah, which protected Islam in the Muslims and implemented the complete system of Islam. The responsibility or amana of establishing the word of Allah is through working for the re-establishment of the Khilafah. It is the mechanism through which the whole of Islam is implemented. As stated by Imam al-Qurtubi, it is the pillar upon which other pillars rest. Today, the mechanism to implement Islam, the Khilafah, is absent. Due to this, our approach to the deen has become secularized and is reduced to individualistic acts of piety, whether in our personal lives or in the manner in which we interact socially. But crucially, without the Khilafah, we are not able to fulfill the amana of giving the bayah to the Khalifa of the Muslims. Imam Muslim narrated from Abdullah bin Umar, who said that the Prophet ﷺ said,
وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَيْسَ فِي عُنْقِهِ بَيْعَةً مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً.
The one who dies without having bound himself by an oath of allegiance to a Khalifa will die the death of one belonging to the days of Jahiliyyah, ignorance. The oath of allegiance in this hadith refers to the pledge that takes place between the ruler and those that he rules upon. And the death of Jahiliyyah is to die in a state when one hasn't taken that oath. Hence, to establish a Khilafah for the purpose of taking this pledge is an obligation, due to the Islamic Shari principle that whatever leads to the fulfillment of a wajib is a wajib itself. This discussion regarding the establishment of the Khilafah has had its fair share of criticism from governments, their scholars, as well as individuals and or groups. Whether the arguments are to do with the imperfections of the members of a political party, or the lack of tangible results on the ground, like the decline of the morals of the Ummah or the increase in oppression upon the Muslims, or the hollow argument of obeying the law of the land more than accounting the Muslim rulers, it does not change the fact that the establishment of Islam as a system remains a suspended duty upon the Muslim Ummah. It is for this reason that the mentality of neglecting this amana needs to be looked in a deep manner. Is it that we are not convinced of its obligation from textual references, or is it that we reject the political aspect of the Islamic ideology altogether? Is it that we aspire greater loyalty to the laws of the countries where we live, where the discussions regarding the revival of the Ummah are becoming outlawed? And so we are fearful of the loss of our jobs, our livelihood, meaning our rizq, our honor, our social status, all being arrested and other state pressures. Do we believe in the politics of gradualism, that our situation will improve by taking one step at a time, whether it is the revival of the Islamic personalities or the improvement in the political apparatus in our home countries, where the political parties have compromised on the Islamic method for change, even though we can see in the seerah that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked to compromise several times by the Quraysh and other tribes, but he refused every single time and maintained his stance to bring about an independent ruling system in the form of an Islamic state. Are we amongst those who wait for the Mahdi to arrive, or see the application of the Islamic ruling system in the 21st century as an impractical idea? So we sit idly and lament on the political situation of the Ummah. These are the discussions that need to be had. We need to understand how our deen views a society and brings about change in it. We need to look at Islam itself. Is it a religion like Christianity or Judaism? Or is it a complete ideology with laws to govern all aspects of a society, from ruling to foreign policy to education, economics, etc.? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave out rules and laws for this period of the Ummah's decline? Is there no concrete method to follow for change? We must look at the evidences for the obligation of the Khilafah and the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of how he embarked upon establishing the first Islamic state in Medina. In this blessed month of Ramadan, we will fulfill the amana of keeping our fasts. We will see how fasting becomes a shield for protecting our nafs, as is mentioned in one of the hadiths. Similarly, the Imam, the Khalifa, is a shield, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in a different hadith. We will not prosper as an ummah if we merely possess the shield that protects our nafs, but not the shield that protects the Islamic society as a whole. So let's not neglect this enormous duty, the fard upon which all other fards rests. All our actions will be seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he himself says in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 105.
وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
And say, work, for your work will be seen by Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. And you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed. And He will inform you of what you used to do. So let's sincerely search for the political solution and have the discussion that needs to be had, so we can arrive at the correct ideological solution for our situation and not neglect the biggest amana that Allah has placed on our shoulders, the establishment of His deen upon this earth. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.